Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning seeking a greater understanding of you, wanting to know you as Lord and Savior, as God. Not letting you know you from far away, but to know you up close. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach this morning. I pray your Holy Spirit to be with each person here in this sanctuary who hears your word, that they might be encouraged and brought closer to you, or that your word might speak to them and grant them a new understanding of you and your love. Lord, show us how to live our lives in such a way that we can be lights for you in your glory, that our lives can be a testimony to you and your good news, that the world might know that you are God and might come to know you personally as Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lead us not into temptation. It's interesting that Jesus first talks about this as part of the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount took place not long after Jesus' own wilderness experience. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without food or drink. And at the end of that time, he was hungry and thirsty. Imagine that. Not a real surprise. And then along came Satan, the fallen angel, the one who is the current ruler of this fallen earth. And he attempted to lead Jesus into temptation. Didn't he? What did he do? Well, nothing much. You want to turn with me in Matthew to chapter 4. We have those temptations of Jesus. Starting with verse 1. It says, "And then Jesus was led by the Spirit in the desert to be tempted by the devil." Okay, so I'm not making it up. But this, he was led into the desert to be tempted. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus' response was, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God." The next temptation, the devil took him up to the holy city, made him stand at the highest point to throw yourself down, because it says, it's written, "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." One more time, Satan tried to tempt Jesus. The devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their splendor. He said, "All this I will give you. if you will bow down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The difference between Satan and Jesus is so clear. The devil leads people to temptation. Jesus leads people to God. Leads people to God's Word. Jesus later says in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and I didn't give these guys the list of where I was going today, so cut them a little slack if they're slow getting to the places. But Gospel of John, chapter 14. And which one was it? In the last half of verse 31 of 14, it says, I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. So what Jesus does is what God the Father commands him to do. He doesn't do his own thing. And we're praying, Jesus, lead us not in temptation. And Jesus says, follow me. Okay, we're not asking something from him that he hasn't already offered. Jesus has said to us, follow me. That's what he said to his disciples, and that's what he says to us. Follow me. What you see me? I only do what my Father tells me to do. So if you do what I did, that's what God said to do. Okay? When he ran across the disciples, what did he say? He said, follow me. 19 times in Scripture, Jesus says, follow me. We can trust him because he came here for the very purpose of saving us. Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Anybody know that one? I'll turn there anyways. Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus says, follow me. And God sent him for the purpose of saving us, leading us out of our destruction. Because we're all on a path to destruction, aside from Jesus. How many of us is righteous in and of our own selves? None. None. How many of us is righteous through the sacrifice of Jesus? I would pray that each and every one of us here is. Because it's not my righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ, which is over upon me. So God came as the Christ child to lead us from temptation and to deliver us from evil. That is the very purpose that Jesus came for. So when Jesus teaches us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, He is literally asking us to do to believe in what it is that He came there for. He came for the purpose of leading us out of temptation. He came for the purpose of delivering us from evil. Again, in John 14, we talk about this follow me. One of the passages that I use at almost every funeral is 14, verse 1, and following it says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. And you know the way to the place where I'm going." What's the way? Following Him. It's not a trick question. Jesus says He's the light unto our path. You know, thy word is a light unto my path. And who's the word? Jesus. Okay. So Jesus is there to deliver us from evil. We celebrate communion, which is a remembrance of Him delivering us from evil. When He paid the price on the cross for my sin, for your sin, for all of our sin, He delivered us from evil. So in this prayer, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's really very, very, very simple. If we follow Jesus, we will be delivered from evil. If we follow Jesus, we will be delivered from evil. We can trust God, not to lead us into temptation. God isn't out to get us. How many of you know anybody or have ever had in your own mind a picture that God is somehow just out to get you? He's this big guy out with a club and just waiting for you to do wrong, and as soon as you get out of line, He's going to thump you. Anybody? You know anybody like who thinks that about God? Or did you ever think that way about God yourself? That's not God. That is a caricature of the righteous God. But it's not true. God isn't there hoping that we're going to step out of line. In fact, God is doing everything He can to provide us a way not to step out of line. And has provided us with the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus. God, in fact, is such loved us so much that He came Himself to die on our behalf. How much more can we ask? And He is so loving and gracious that if even with just my dying breath, like a thief on the cross, I say, "I'm sorry, I just want to follow You." God says, "You're mine, and I will lead you or deliver you from evil." Even if we didn't live that full life of following God, that is mercy. That is grace. God wants us to follow Him. And if we follow him, he's not going to lead us wrong because he wants looking for an excuse to thump us. He's looking to help us to navigate through a fallen world. And he's provided us the means to do so. We, however, are stubborn sheep. Bah! Not so bright. And yeah, I'm going to follow my shepherd. I know his voice. And oh, look, something shiny. That's us, people. And when we get lost, Jesus leaves the 99 on the hillside and comes looking for us and says, hey, dumb sheepy over here. Bruce, I'm talking to you. And I say, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, I recognize that voice. Where are you? You lost me. No, he didn't lose me. I lost him. Because I stopped following. And that's when I got into temptation, and I started to end up getting into the problems of evil, getting into the clutches of evil that I needed to be delivered from. But what we find is that if we follow God day in, day out, he's going to lead us through places we didn't have a right to go through without getting a nick. Donna loves to tell the story about how when she and I went to Sturgis, this is the year that I shattered my leg in a motorcycle accident, and I was on crutches. I was a member of the motorcycle ministry called the Sons of Thunder. And there was a problem that year. Apparently, somebody hadn't been very bright and said some things to some people out in Denver, and one of the other clubs was getting upset and decided that, you know, Sons of was only to be used by their club. It was the Sons of Silence, and they weren't going to let anybody do that. But we said, nope. We went anyways, and we showed our colors. But I'm walking around on crutches, and Donna says, she swears, I didn't see it, that she saw some guy who was just going to come up behind me and just cut my patch off the back of my vest. But the guy didn't. The guy never touched me, never came up. I'm walking around, and there's a Bandito and a Hell's Angel, which are members of two different other motorcycle clubs, that at that point in time weren't getting along. Okay, in fact, they were getting ready to, as clubs, to have at it. And these two guys, and then I walk up, stand between them, how you guys doing? They both felt like this. And I just visited with them, and, you know, I walked through that whole thing. I didn't have anybody lay a hand on me to hurt me in any way, shape, or form. And I helped a bunch of people. Why? Because I was there because I knew God wanted me there. And I was praying and seeking God to show me the way. And every time he's leading, I was trying as hard as I could to follow. And he let me navigate through this place where I had no right being as an individual not expecting to get in trouble. Okay, people go to Sturgis to get into trouble. That's why they go. And they find it there. I went to Sturgis to minister to these people with the motorcycle ministry that I was part of. And because we were following Jesus, he did indeed deliver us from evil. We were able to go places and do things and talk to people that we had no right doing, but God opened the doors. And if in our own wisdom and man's strength, we never could have done it. But God did it. What was our job? Follow him. In this prayer, in this portion of the prayer, it's just, that's all it's saying. Follow Jesus and He will deliver us from evil. Lead us not in temptation. When we're following Jesus, He's not going to lead us to that website that we shouldn't be watching, going to. He's not going to lead us to that movie that we shouldn't watch. He's not going to lead us to that group of people that is going to be a problem for us. Not if we're following Him. If we're following Him, He will deliver us from evil. It's not an empty promise. God's word is true. God is faithful and just. He's not the angry God looking for an excuse to bonk us. He is the loving God that is looking to guide us through a very dangerous world. And He's saying, follow me. And then I will get you to the other side. He will deliver us from this evil world and into His very presence to be with Him for the rest of eternity. Not a bad deal, all things considered. Our job, follow Him. He will not take you by way of temptation, but He will help lead you away from it. God's Word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God's Word is Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the promise that's in it, that if we follow You, which You have asked us to do, that You, Lord, will deliver us from evil, that You indeed are the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that You indeed are the Savior that Simon saw in the temple as an infant, that the announcement was made by the angel, a Savior is born. Lord, this is You, and You've said, follow Me. Follow Me. And if we follow You, You will not lead us into temptation, but that You came here for the express purpose of delivering us from evil. Lord, help us to live that. To trust and know that it is true because it's You and Your Word. So Lord, we thank You for Your prayer. And let us pray together now in unison. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.